Can we turn to a couple of verses? Let's start with the book of Titus.
让我们先查考一些圣经，让我们先翻开到提多书。
In Titus chapter 2.
提多书第二章。
Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12 will be our theme verse this morning.
第二章十一十二节。
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus.
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今生至守公义，敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Then back up to Titus chapter 1 verse 1.
然后回到提多书一章一节。
Titus 1:1, Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the faith of those chosen of God and the knowledge of the truth which is according to godliness.
神的仆人耶稣基督的使徒保罗，凭着神选民的信心与敬虔真理的知识。
And you can keep turning back in your Bible a couple of books to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
然后请我们往回翻到提摩太前书四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8.
四章八节，提摩太前书。
For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
And then finally, 2 Peter.
然后最后彼得后书。
So 2 Peter chapter 3.
第三章，彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter 3:10 through 12.
第三章十到十二节。
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming day of God?
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必有大响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物要烧尽了，这一切既然都要如此消化，你们唯然当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。
Let's just have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we come to you this morning, and we're so thankful that we can come to you.
主，今天早晨我们是何等的感谢你，我们可以来到你的面前。
It is our desire to turn our backs on this world, all that might encumber and entangle us.
主，我们愿意来转身背向这个俗世，远离一切缠绕我们的罪。
Lord, we ask by your mercy you would deliver all that might distract us.
主，求你借着你的恩典来除去一切搅扰我们的。
We want to turn our attention solely upon you.
我们愿意全心来仰望你。
And Lord, we are dependent upon your Spirit to speak your living words to us.
我们愿意仰望你的圣灵，把你的活有生命的话语。
So Lord, we ask that you would have mercy upon us and your Spirit would speak and reveal Christ.
主，求你真的是给我们恩典，你的话语向我们显明基督耶稣。
We just cast ourselves upon you.
我们愿意把我们自己仰望交托给你。
In your precious name, Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉你宝贵的名。
Amen. So the Lord Jesus continues to call us to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying.
主不断地来招呼我们，让我们有耳的都应当听圣灵所说的话。
But the question is, are we listening and are we responding?
但是问题在于，我们是在听也有回应吗？
Last week we heard some thoughts about concerning the church's experience today.
今天上个星期我们听到那个道说到今天教会的经历。
As pictured in those years of silence right before the Lord's coming and His birth.
我们看到这样一幅图画，在主耶稣来到这地上之前的几百年，神是沉默的。
How the Lord is desiring today that we be among that remnant that is ushering in His return.
所以今天神的心意是我们成为那些渔民，我们可以听见并且仰望神的再来。
Those that are regaining our service as Levites in this present age.
我们今天在这个时代做立位人。
Those dedicated to the Lord and serving His purpose in this generation.
把他们自己来交完全交托给神，来侍奉神。
An overcomer, as Caleb mentioned.
就像Caleb 弟兄所提到的，是一个得胜者。
Overcomer is the New Testament equivalent of the Levite.
就相当于那个新约里面的利未人。
And an essential defining characteristic of an overcomer is godliness.
一个基本的定义的特点，作为一个得胜者来说，就是敬虔。
So this morning I'd like to consider some thoughts concerning godliness and denying ungodliness.
今天所以我要和大家交通到怎么样做一个敬虔的人，来除去不敬虔的心。
Is it a future or present reality to us?
这是我们过去这是我们将来还是我们现在的现实。
And then we'll end with talking about some practical thoughts on turning from ungodliness to godliness.
所以我也想交通一下怎么样从不敬虔进入敬虔的一些操练。
So let's start by considering some thoughts there on godliness and what hinders us from living godly lives today.
所以今天我们来思想怎么样来过一个敬虔的生活，怎么样来除去那些让我们不敬虔的事。
Godliness in its simplest definition is God in us.
简单来说，敬虔就是说神在我们中间。
The Lord Jesus Christ has made full provision for His Spirit to come and dwell within us.
主耶稣给了我们这样的供应，让他的圣灵住在我们当中。
That the very nature and character of Christ would be displayed through earthen vessels.
所以基督的特性可以通过这个属地的器皿彰显出来。
Declaring to all the heavenly host that He is Lord and Master.
向天上地上所有的一切来宣称他是主。
So our brother Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 6:12,
所以保罗在哥林多前书六章十二节里面写道
All things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable.
凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。
All things are lawful for me, but I will not be mastered by anything.
凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我都不受他的辖制。
Now we know Paul's use and reference here of anything was referring to anything in the world or in this life.
我们知道保罗这边所指的凡事是指到这世上今生的凡事。
Because we see him state over and over again in his epistles how he was a bond servant to Christ.
因为他在圣经里面多次提到他是神的仆人。
He is not mastered by anything in this world because he has one master.
他不被地上所有任何的事辖制，因为他只有一位主人。
He is mastered solely by the Lord God Almighty.
他是大能神，大能神是他唯一的主人。
Now what a wonderful place to be.
这是何等美好的地位。
Totally surrendered to the Lord.
完全的顺服神。
Moving, speaking, working in obedience to the Lord's direction.
不管是行走、说话还是工作，都是顺服主。
Unfortunately, I believe too often we are mastered by many things that hinder us.
很多的时候，不幸的是，我们被很多的事辖制。
Hinder us from being the living testimony of the Lord Jesus that He has made us to be.
让我们能够认真的亏缺了主要我们来做他见证的事。
We need the prophet Nathan to come in as he did to King David.
我们需要拿单，就像他当初向大卫王说话那样。
To come in and clearly tell us that we are the man.
来告诉我们说，你就是那人。
We are guilty and we are falling short.
我们是有罪的，亏缺了神。
If you remember our brother King David, he was one that dearly loved the Lord.
我们知道大卫王他爱主。
And the Bible records that he was a man after God's own heart.
圣经里面说他是合神心意的人。
And yet we see that he made some very big mistakes.
但是他犯了很大的错。
Horrible sins of adultery, murder.
以至于甚至是淫荡和谋杀的罪。
And at the time, he was seemingly blind to what he was doing.
当时他都没有意识到。
This was David, one that desired to do what was right.
所以大卫他虽然心意里面愿意来行正的。
One that had known the Lord a very long time.
他也认识神很久。
One who had had many great revelations from the Lord.
他也从神那里得到很多的启示。
He had won many great victories for the Lord.
他也为主有很多的得胜。
He had already been anointed king of Israel to shepherd God's people.
他也受膏成为以色列人的王。
What a great responsibility.
这是何等大的一个责任。
And even what a great reward for his earlier faithfulness to God.
也因着他早期向神的信实，所以他得到了这样的奖赏。
But yet here we see a moment of failure.
但是我们看到他这里失败了。
Now David did not set out to commit adultery and murder.
所以他刚刚开始的时候并不是说要一心去行这个淫荡和谋杀的事。
It began when he was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
这只不过是他在一个错误的时间出现在一个错误的地点。
It was not where the Lord had intended him to be.
他没有意识到神要他在哪里。
And when he looked, he began to lust with his eyes.
所以当他看了以后他就被他眼目的情欲所辖制。
Now at that point, that's the point he should have fled.
那个时候他应该逃离。
But we know that David continued to look.
但是我们知道他还是继续的看。
And he kept falling further and further into sin.
所以他在罪里面陷得越来越深。
Until finally the Lord sent the prophet Nathan.
所以最后神就差先知拿单。
And he declared those words to David that you are the man.
他就向大卫说你就是那人。
He opened David's eyes to see the sin that was entangling him.
所以让大卫看到他所陷的罪的里面。
Now you might say, well, that's adultery, that's murder.
那你知道那是淫荡，那是谋杀。
Those are big sins compared to anything that any one of us might be have committed.
那是好像比我们在座所能做的罪要大得多。
But in reality, sin is sin.
但实际上来说，一个罪就是罪。
So in Matthew 5:21-22,
所以在马太福音五章里面提醒我们说
，The Lord reminds us of this issue and defines what the standard really is for us.
他提醒我们说，怎么样是罪的定义。
You have heard that the ancients were told you shall not commit murder, and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court, and whoever shall say to his brother Raca shall be guilty before the Supreme Court, and whoever shall say you fool shall be guilty enough to go into fiery hell.
你们听见有吩咐古人的话，说不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判；凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免公会的审判；凡骂弟兄是摩利的，难免地狱的火。
Now those are pretty strong words for simply being upset with someone.
所以这边好像是我们看到这个言语很严厉，虽然我们只是说向某人生气。
And then the Lord further reminded us in verse 28.
然后主在二十八节里面再一次提醒我们说。
He said, anyone that even looks on a woman in lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
We see in Matthew that the Lord comes back and he defines his standard.
所以我们看到在马太福音里面，神定规了这个标准。
Our problem today is that the world has made much of what the Lord calls sin very normal and common.
今天我们的问题是，这个世界把这一些神以为是罪的，已经 当成是一个可以接受的。
Many of these things the world has made very acceptable in our culture and time period today.
所以按照我们今天的文化或者我们今天的时代，这些事好像已经是可以接受的。
And so then we slowly fall into accepting these as normal behavior.
所以当我慢慢的我们滑到这样一个地步，接受这些事作为可以接受的时候，
anger, anxiety, impatience, lack of self-control, use of bad language.
愤怒、焦虑、不耐烦、没有自我控制。
Unthankfulness, discontent, pursuit of the world.
不知感恩、追求世界。
Often we've bought into and lowered the standard or bought the definition of what the world has given us.
所以很多的时候我们就接受了这个世界的标准来降低我们自己的标准。
We've taken God out of godliness.
我们把神从这个敬虔里面挪去。
And often we've inserted religious activity or works according to the world's definition.
而是按照这个世界的标准把这些好像宗教的行为放到敬虔的里面。
We see in several places, but in Romans chapter 1, Paul even records a list of these unrighteous behaviors.
所以在罗马书一章里面，保罗甚至记录了这些不义的行为。
And among them he includes greed and envy and gossip and slanderers and unmerciful and disobedient to parents.
在他们中间有贪婪、增进、残毁、背后说人的、不怜悯人的、违背父母的。
Some of these are very common in today's world.
这些事好像在今天很正常。
Things that people tell us, well, those are not so bad. Those are not like murder and adultery.
那人们告诉我们说，这些好像没有那么差。他们当然不能和那个淫荡和谋杀相比。
Further in 2 Timothy chapter 3,
然后我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Paul writes that in these last days, difficult times will come.
保罗写道，末世必有危险的日子来到。
And men will be lovers of self, lovers of money.
人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财。
Boastful, arrogant, revilers.
自夸、狂傲、谤赌。
This term again, disobedient to parents, ungrateful.
违背父母，忘恩负义。
Unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips without self-control.
心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约。
Brutal, haters of God, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱宴乐，不爱神。
Holding to a form of godliness but denying its power.
有敬虔的外貌，却违背了敬虔的实意。
So we say that we are Christians.
今天我们说我们是基督徒。
But what is our behavior often?
但是我们的行为如何呢？
What does our behavior actually prove out?
那我们的行为证明了什么呢？
If actions speak louder than words, it's no wonder the church today is in such a feeble condition.
我们知道行为比言语更有能力，所以我们今天就不会奇怪说为什么教会今天落入这样一个软弱的光景。
On our way home from the meeting today, how will we react when somebody cuts us off on the highway?
当我们今天回家的路上，如果有人在高速上面突然那个超车的时候，我们会怎样反应？
Or what if a brother or sister during lunch says something unkind to us?
如果弟兄或者姊妹在午饭的时候对我们说了那样不是很良善的话。
Or we overhear them saying something unkind about us.
他们如果说或者说一些关于我们不好的话。
What if a coworker mistreats me at work tomorrow?
如果或者一个同事明天来没有善待我。
I thought about this morning even as I was backing out of my driveway.
所以今天早晨当我从那个车库里面倒车出来的时候我在思想。
After all, I'm trying to be here so I can come for the prayer time.
所以我想我要早一点过来所以我可以参加前面的那个祷告聚会。
And I had a lady with a stroller walking two dogs.
我看到有一个女士她推着一个手推车然后在那个有两个狗。
And she was blocking my driveway so her dogs could spend a little time in my yard.
所以那个他在把我的那个车道挡住了所以他的两个 狗可以待在我的草地上面。
And I had to wait.
那我就必须在那等。
Sitting in my car, she knew I was there.
坐在我的车里，她也知道我在车里。
And I immediately thought about what I was about to speak on. So.
然后我马上就想到我要说的这些信息。
Very good preparation.
那这是很好的一个预备。
The root cause that often causes us to have these sinful reactions.
那很多的时候，我们这样有罪的一个反应的原因是
，and that really keeps us from living an overcoming life is ungodliness.
是不敬虔，它也让我们不能够成为一个得胜者。
Now we buy into the world's deception that because we're Christians, we're generally godly.
很多的时候我们被这个世界所蒙蔽，说我们因为我们是基督徒，所以我们通常来说是敬虔的。
We go to meetings possibly several times a week.
我们参加聚会也许每周几次。
We may even read our Bible every morning.
我们甚至每天早晨都读圣经。
But then we go about the rest of our day often not even thinking of the Lord.
但是然后其余的那一天我们根本都不想神。
So in addition to accepting sin and buying into the world's definition,
所以我们不但接受神，而且也被这个世界的对罪的那个定义所买通。
Do we simply just go about much of our day without regard to even what the Lord's will is?
那在我们余下的一天里面，我们也许都根本不思想神的心意是什么。
Without any dependence upon the Lord.
也没有依靠神。
God should be the center and focal point of everything we do.
神应该是我们每天每时每刻的中心。
Even our worldly jobs and our daily activities.
甚至是在我们这个世上的工作或者我们每天的事物当中。
But often we go about these and we hold just simply a form of godliness.
但是很多的时候我们却忘记了这些，来落到了一个不敬虔的里面。
Mark chapter 7 verses 6 through 8 state the following.
马可福音七章里面说道，
And Jesus said to them, Rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men.Neglecting the commandment of God, you hold to the tradition of men.
马可福音七章六到八节，耶稣说：“以赛亚指着你们假冒伪善之人所说的预言是不错的。如经上说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。你们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。你们是离弃神的诫命，拘守人的遗传。”
So ungodliness is simply living every day or most of our time with little or no thought of the Lord.
所以不敬虔就是说我们在大部分的时间里面都没有思想神和主和他的旨意。
Living without recognition of our dependence upon Him.
当我们活着一个好像不依靠主的生活。
The Lord desires that we dwell in His house continually.
主愿意我们每天不住的住在他的家里。
He's also attentive of every single thought that we have.
他也很周到，照顾到我们每天每一个思想。
He loves us so much, he's attentive to every word that we say.
他是这样的爱我们，他也照顾到我们说的每一个字。
And if we were conscious of that throughout the day, of the way we really should be, it would alter.The way we speak.
所以如果我们真正认识到这一点，我们每天的生活就有一个大的改变。
It would alter the way we think and some of the judgments we have of one another.
也会改变我们的思想，改变我们判断人的方式。
So the question is, do we live Christ-centered lives or do we live self-centered lives?
所以问题在于，我们是过一个以基督为中心的生活，还是自我为中心的生活？
So God has given us His Holy Spirit to dwell within us for this intent.
所以为了这个目的，神给赐下他的圣灵在我们中间。
That every day of our lives should be lived Christ-centered in the power of His Spirit.
所以我每天的生活就都应该靠着圣灵的大能，活在一个以基督为中心的生活的里面。
We have to remember that we cannot live godly lives for 1 hour except by the power of the Holy Spirit within us.
如果没有圣灵的能力，我们都没办法过一个小时这样一个金钱的生活。
Now much of our life takes place in the world.
所以当然我们今天活在这个世界的里面。
But that does not mean that we should look exactly like the world.
但是不是说我们应该像这个世界。
The Lord Jesus was perfectly comfortable in any circumstance.
所以我们看到当主在地上的时候，他看起来很舒服。
We see that he was perfectly comfortable going into any setting, even amongst a large group of sinners.
他可以来到一个地方，坐在一大堆罪人的当中。
But when he's in their midst, we don't see him getting drunk. We don't see him using poor language. He doesn't lower his standard.
所以，但是当他坐在他们当中的时候，我们没有看到他喝酒，或者他用不好的语言，甚至降低他自己的标准。
He often is sitting, eating, and comfortably conversing with them.
所以他当然坐在他们中间和他们交谈。
But he's always bringing in the life.
但是他总是把生命带进来。
He is remaining totally dependent upon the Father for what he says and what he does.
他完全仰望父神来说或者不说什么。
Now that may not be easy as we interact with people of the world.
当然我们今天和人打交道的时候好像没有那么容易。
And we may be ridiculed.
我们也许被人嘲笑。
But when we bring in the life of Christ, others will notice.
但是当我们带进主的生命的时候，别人就会注意到。
And ultimately, it's only the life of Christ that will attract others to Christ.
因为说到底，只有我们主的生命才能够吸引别人来意识到这个生命。
So we do ask that the Lord, may He have mercy and show us clearly His standard.
所以我们求主给我们这样的怜悯，让我们看到他的标准。
And show us where we have been mastered by anything other than Himself.
让我们能够看到我们是不是被除他以外任何的事所辖制。
And to show us where we've tried in our own strength to do what Christ alone can do in us.
让我们看看是不是我们靠着我们自己的能力来做基督所在我们里面可以做的事。
We may even have a life of virtue or diligent service.
我们也许过一个近好像看起来很努力的一个生活或者侍奉。
But it is impossible to live a life pleasing to the Lord in our own human flesh.
但是靠着我们肉体的能力，我们没有办法过一个生活来讨主的喜悦。
The only way to live a godly life is by yielding to the work of His Spirit within us.
所以来过一个讨神喜悦的生活，我们必须完全的依靠圣灵。
Now we often take on just naturally mindsets of the world.
我们很多的时候来接受这个世界的心态。
I was reminded of this thought the other day when I was driving.
有一天我在开车的时候被再一次提醒。
So there's a bumper sticker I still see on occasion.
那还有一个那个就是说在那个车后那个后杠上面贴的一个纸条上面写着。
And it reads, "God is my co-pilot."
上面写的是说神是我的副驾驶。
Now that it sounds a little spiritual, doesn't it?
听起来好像很属灵，是不是？
The principle is that I'm driving, so naturally I have to be the pilot, right?
所以，这原理上来说，因为我在开车，所以我就是那个主驾驶。
But I have the Lord as my co-pilot.
所以，但是主是我的那个副驾驶。
It sounds very nice.
这听起来很好。
But isn't that the way we even often treat the Lord?
但很多时候，这是不是我们对待主的一个心态呢？
Lord, can you come along with me for a ride and bless me in whatever I want to do?
主，能不能你和我一起来这开车，然后来祝福我要做的事？
So I think we all know what's wrong with that concept.
所以我们知道这个概念是错的。
It puts me in control and as the head.
因为让我有控制来成为那个主。
And God is just my helper.
那神只是来帮助我。
Now, unfortunately, we often try to live the Christian life based on what we have learned.
所以很多的时候，我们过一个基督徒的生活是基于我们所知道
，or what we have heard，
或者我们所听见。
And that just becomes us trying to live out spiritual principles with our own self life.
所以我们靠着我们肉体的生命来想过一个属灵的生活。
And the result is that is not godliness.
那当然这个结果就不可能是敬虔。
So what's the reality in God's kingdom?
那是在神的国里面的现实是怎么样的呢?
God is the pilot.
神是那个驾驶员。
And we praise the Lord for that.
感谢主。
But guess what? We are not the co-pilot either.
但是猜一下，我们甚至都不是那个副驾驶。
God the Father is the pilot.
所以我们看到父神是那个驾驶。
And His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the co-pilot.
他的儿子主耶稣基督是副驾驶。
Now years ago in aviation, before the advancement of a lot of GPS technology,
那很多年以前，那时候还没有导航的时候，
there used to be a third person in the cockpit.
那很多的时候，驾驶舱里面还有第三个人。
And that person was the navigator.
那就是那个导航员。
Now we need a navigator to show us where we are and where we need to go.
所以我们需要一个导航员来告诉我们我们现在在哪里，我们要去哪里。
And to guide us in that proper direction.
也来够指导我们在一个正确的方向上面。
And that is exactly what the Holy Spirit does.
这就是圣灵所做的。
He has been given to be that navigator in our lives.
所以他就成为我们这个生活当中的导航员。
So we have the pilot, the co-pilot, and now we have the navigator.
所以我们有那个主驾驶、副驾驶，也有那个导航员。
So what's our position?
那我们的地位是什么呢？
Well, we are the passenger.
那所以我们就是那个旅客。
Now we have the choice. We can get in the plane or not get in the plane.
我们当然可以有这样一个选择，我们可以上那个飞机，也可以不上那个飞机。
But once we're in the plane, we're going wherever the plane's going.
但是一旦我们上了飞机，那飞机去哪里，我们就去哪里。
And it would be ridiculous, even illegal today, for us to go up and talk to the pilot.
那当然是很荒谬，今天也是不合法的。如果我们想到那个驾驶舱里和那个驾驶员说话的话。
And tell him, I think you need to fly a little higher, and maybe the air's a little smoother up there.
那你当然不可以跟那驾驶员说，你也许要那个开飞得高一点，因为那边那个云稍微浅一点。
Or to try to tell him, I don't think that's the right path. Maybe you should fly this direction.
那也不能够跟他们说，你好像这个行的路径不对。
And we certainly would never dare to try to fly the plane ourselves.
那当然，我们也甚至都不敢想象，我们可以自己开那个飞机。
And thankfully, once we're on the plane, there's really no getting off.
所以当我们上了飞机以后我们就没办法再下来。
Because if we jump out of the plane, that is sudden death.
那所以我们从飞机上面如果跳下来的话，那当然我们面临的就是死亡。
So in fact, we are the passengers totally surrendered to the pilot, co-pilot, and the navigator.
所以我们当我们是旅客的时候，我们完全顺服于那个驾驶、副驾驶和导航员。
Those totally dependent and surrendered to the Godhead.
所以完全的来顺服来仰望那我们的主神。
And by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit will instruct us on how to deny ungodliness.
所以因着主的恩典他可以教训我们除去不敬虔的心。
And how to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age.
在今世自守公义敬虔度日。
Now I appreciate this verse in Titus.
但我很高兴看到这个提多书里面这句经节。
And this reminder that we are to live godly today.
我们今天要在世过一个敬虔的生活。
The tactic of the enemy and the world is really to distract us from fulfilling God's purpose in these days.
所以今天仇敌和这个世界的诡计就是要搅扰基督徒，来让他们不能够完成神的心意。
It's okay often to even think of, well, maybe that's in eternity.
很多的时候我们想也许那个是在永世的里面。
And we love to read about how things will be in eternity.
我们也喜欢来读在永世里面是怎么样的。
But then we often go about our everyday lives in our own strength and our own energy.
所以但是当我们回到我们日常生活当中，我们就靠着我们自己的能力和。
And this leads to just frustration.
这让我们进入一个沮丧的境地。
I know the principles of how I should live, but I struggle to live in that reality.
我知道我应该怎么样过活的一个原理，但是我在现实当中却行不出来。
We need to deny that lie that it's for eternity. The Lord wants to bring a fullness of His life today.
所以我们应该除去那个谎言，就是说好像那个永生和今天没有关系，而从今天开始就活在神的。
The Lord has told us he desires to demonstrate his power in our weakness.
神告诉我们说他的能力是在我们软弱上面显得完全。
Perfected in our weakness as we totally surrender to him.
当我们完全交托他的时候，他就显得完全。
As we declare him as master.
当我们来说他是主。
As we take our tongues that often are so harsh and judgmental and surrender them totally.
当我们把我们这个刻薄的舌头来完全交给主的时候
，surrendered absolutely to the love of Christ，
让我们完全降服在主的爱里面。
As we take that sin that just seems to been encumbering us and that we keep justifying over and over again，
那我们看到那个罪缠绕我们，我们好像要不停的来验证我们自己。
Maybe a nagging sin that.Won't let us go because secretly we don't really want to let it go.
那这样缠绕我们的罪，好像我们没办法除去，因为我们私底下好像也不愿意他去。
And we need to fully surrender all these to the love of Christ.
所以我们需要在主的爱里面完全的降服。
So in our remaining time, I want to talk about some practical ways or thoughts even from turning from ungodliness to godliness.
所以我要然后我要说一些从我们如何在实际当中的操练从不敬虔来转向敬虔。
I want to share about three aspects, first one being repentance.
我要来交通三点，第一个是说悔改。
Second one, searching the scriptures.
第二个是说来寻求神的经，查考圣经。
And then third, a few more thoughts on prayer, even picking up from where our brother Chip shared last week.
第三个要说到祷告，是顺着我们 Chip 弟兄上个星期的交通。
So first, repentance, genuine, frequent, and without excuse.
所以第一个是说到悔改，是一个真实不断的悔改，也没有借口的悔改。
Repentance really is the recognition of Jesus' lordship.
悔改就是说承认耶稣是主。
Recognition where I've strayed away from obeying His commands.
也来承认说我们从遵行他的旨意所移开了。
Whenever anything has hindered us from abiding in Christ, repentance restores that relationship.
不管有什么事来阻碍我们来与主有合一的话，那悔改就可以让我们回到与主的交通的里面。
The Bible records in Acts 3:19.
我们看到那个《使徒行传》第三章十九节里面说到
Therefore repent and return so that your sins may be wiped away.In order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以除抹，这样呢，安静的日子就必从主面前来到。
The Lord is often waiting to wipe away our sins and to bring in refreshing if we would simply repent.
所以只要我们悔改，主真的是在等待让我们的罪得以除抹，让那安静的日子来到。
Realizing the presence of the Lord in our lives daily is dependent upon repentance.
所以当我们真的是可以悔改的时候，我们就可以来到主的面前。
And often we are blind to even how we are being sinful.
所以很多的时候我们是这样的，我们是瞎眼的，我们甚至看不到我们在罪里面。
We need to earnestly ask the Lord to come in and show us where we are the man.
所以我们需要热切的来求主来向我们说我们就是那人。
When we ask and when we allow the Lord to reveal to us how we are strained from Him, it will lead to repentance.
所以当我们让主来向我们显明我们离开了他的旨意的时候就会带我们到一个悔改的地步。
We need to ask him to reveal it based on his definition.
所以我们需要让他向我们显明根据他的标准。
Or to even ask him where perhaps we're doing some things that are okay, but they're still in our strength, our energy.
所以很多时候也许我们做的事从外面来看是好的，但是实际上从里面来说还是不敬虔的。
The world may call them acceptable behaviors, but we're still doing them with no thought of God.
所以很多的时候这个世界上看起来是可以接受的，但是在我们的里面我们行的时候却完全没有想过神。
Self-centered versus Christ-centered.
是以自我为中心而不是以基督为中心的。
Or partially devoted instead of being fully persuaded and fully surrendered.
所以我们也许也半信半疑，而不是满心相信完全相符。
Until we put the label on sin that the Lord has defined it as.
所以我们如果只有我们当我们根据神的定义把那个罪的那个标签来贴上去的时候，
Understanding his estimate, not ours,
来说来根据他的估计而不是我们的。
Until we do that, there's really no breaking through of his victorious life.
所以只有这样我们才能够得到他得胜生命的大能。
He desires to express his victorious power through our lives if we will but repent.
所以当我们悔改的时候，他就愿意让他得胜的能力在我们里面彰显出来。
And as the Holy Spirit reveals that to us in many ways, many times through the day, we need to humbly repent and return.
所以当圣灵在每天多次多方让我们显明的时候，我们就需要悔改。
May there be nothing between us and the Lord that hinders that relationship.
愿没有任何的事能够阻拦我们和主这样一个交通。
We have record of David's wonderful repentance in Psalm 51.
我们看到诗篇51篇里面大卫那个悔改的祷告。
When David realizes his sin, he pours out his heart to the Lord and he asks for the Lord's mercy.
所以当大卫意识到他的罪的时候，他就倒空他的心来求主的恩典。
And he finds restoration in genuine sorrow before the Lord.
愿着他真实的悔改，神就能够重新来建立他。
We need to be a people that are quick to repent, and as I said, repent many times a day.
所以我们需要很快的悔改，也需要每天多次的悔改。
Because it's only in total dependence upon the Lord, in abiding in Christ, that we can fulfill His will.
所以只有当我们完全的依靠主和完全的与主有交通的时候，我们才能够来满足他的心意。
Secondly, we need to be a people that are searching the Scriptures.
那第二，我们需要成为那个天天查考察圣经的人。
Do not take what I say this morning as absolute in any way.
你不需要把我今天说的觉得是好像完全的正确。
Or anyone else that may have responsibility to speak or share.
或者是不管任何一位有交通责任的弟兄姊妹。
But always search the scriptures to verify and clarify what the Lord is speaking.
而是自己考察圣经来确认来阐明。
What you find in His word that matches up with what I say, take that from the Lord.
如果你看到他的话语和我说的一样的话，那从主那里领受。
What you can't collaborate in the scriptures, then forget that I said it.
如果你不能够在圣经里面找到的话，那就忘记掉我所说的。
The Lord wants to speak to each and every one of us through His word.
主愿意借着他的话向我们每一个人说话。
It's His living word He's given us in completeness and in fullness in the scriptures.
所以他的话语是活的，也是完全的。
The scripture itself even records in 2 Timothy chapter 3.
所以甚至圣经在提摩太后书三章里面也说到。
Verses 15 to 17, he says that from childhood you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
这三章十五十七节里面，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经使你能因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫得属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
One of the greatest onslaughts today from the world is this bombardment of words.
今天世界的攻击是让每天都有不同的话、不同的词来攻击我们。
With technology, with our smartphones, we're just constantly bombarded with words, images.
所以今天因着技术或者那个智慧手机，我每天都看到不同的话语。
Every waking hour, and they tend to water down. They distract us from the Lord, or they water down His word.
所以我们看到这些东西每天都让我们能够搅扰，让我们离开神的话语。
Many of them are phrases or acronyms or all these things just scrolling across our vision constantly.
所以很多的时候这些词这些缩写都好像在我们的眼前不停地闪过。
And with that onslaught, we've lost the ability to even stop and meditate upon the Word of God.
因着这些攻击我们很多时候都甚至没有这样一个能力能够来停止来思想神的话语。
To spend time to carefully reflect upon His Word and not just the physical Word but the context of which He is speaking to us.
让我们能够花时间来思想不单是主的话语而且是那个话语的上下文。
The Word is so powerful.
但是神的话语是有能力的。
Powerful to bring down kingdoms and kingdoms.
能够来击毁那些王国。
And powerful to build up.
能够来摧毁。能够来建立。
Is Psalm 119 verse 11 a reality to us?
是不是诗篇119篇11节是我们今天一个生活的实际呢？
Thy word I have treasured in my heart, that I might not sin against thee.
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
When we are taking in the word of God, it will reveal to us ungodliness.
当我们这样能够来接受神的话语的时候，就会显明我们里面的不敬虔。
And it will lead us in the pathway of life.
也带我们走上一个生命的道。
I also think of very familiar verses that we often share when we talk of raising children.
很多的时候，我们也说到那个，当我们说到那个教养儿童的时候，有这样一个经节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 6 to 9.
我们看那个《申命记》六章六到九节。
This is where the Lord speaking to His people as He's leading them into the Promised Land.
这是主在带他的民进入那个应许之地时候向他们说的。
And He says, "These words I am commanding you today shall be on your heart, and you shall diligently teach them to your sons and talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up."
所以我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心里要殷勤教训你的儿女无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论。
And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontals on your forehead and you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates.
也要系在手上为记号戴在额上为经文要写在你房屋的门框上并你的城门上。
I used to have an assistant at work who used to keep all these post-it notes on her computer and on her desk.
我原来有一个助理，他把很多的那个经节放在那个小纸片上，就放在他桌上或者那个计算机的那个显示屏上。
All these notes with the Word of God and with scriptures all over them.
所以我们看到上面有很多的那个不同的经节。
And this was a constant reminder for her, even as she went about her day, of constantly feeding upon and having the Word of God to influence and encourage.
所以这是每一天她得到这样一个话语的供应，让她能够过一个以基督为中心的生活。
Reminders that kept her Christ-centered throughout the day.
所以让她能够在这个一天当中，真的是以基督为中心。
Another thought about this searching the scriptures was in Acts chapter 17.
那另一个查考圣经是在我想说的是在《使徒行传》十七章里面。
This is where Paul and Silas had to flee from Thessalonica.
所以当保罗和希拉他们逃离帖撒罗尼迦的时候
，They had been preaching the word, they were being persecuted, and they had to leave suddenly.
他们在那里传讲神的话语被逼迫，所以他们就离开了。
And they went by night to Berea.
所以他们在一个晚上来到皮利亚。
And it says in Berea they were there in the synagogues speaking the word of the Lord.
所以他们在皮利亚来到那个会所当中来传讲主的话语。
And then the Bible records that the Bereans were more noble than the Thessalonians.
那圣经里面说到那个比利亚人咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人。
For they received the word with great eagerness.
他们甘心领受这道。
And it says they were examining the scriptures daily to see whether it was true or not.
他们天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
And the result as they examined the scriptures were that many believed.
所以作为一个结果，他们中间就有多有相信的。
Jesus desires to reveal his glory to us, and he has given us his word.
主的心意是要将他的荣耀向我们显明，他也给了我们他的话语。
As I thought about this, the picture that came to me was it's like a homeless person walking down the street with $1 million check in his hand.
所以当我来思想这件事情的时候，我心里一个图画就好像是一个无家可归的人，他在街上行走，但是手里有一个$100,000的支票。
All the resources he could possibly need as he starves to death.
这张支票里面有他今天所有需要的，可以供应一切。
That sounds ridiculous in that context, but that's often how we behave.
这听起来好像很可笑，但是今天其实是我们很多人的这样的一个光景。
We have all that we spiritually need in the Word of God.
我们有在神的话语里面有我们属灵所需要的一切。
And yet we often walk around spiritually poor from lack of soaking in that word of God.
但是很多的时候因着我们没有吸收神的话语，所以我们行走的时候是一个灵里面缺乏的人。
Every fully persuaded Levite, every overcomer is one that hungers and thirsts for the word of God.
每一个满心相信的利未人，每一个得胜者，他们在心里面都有向着神话语的一个火热和饥渴。
Finally, I want to give some additional thoughts about this aspect of prayer.
最后我想说一点有关祷告。
The Lord tells us to pray without ceasing.
神要我们不住的祷告。
We are to be a people of prayer.
我们要成为祷告的人。
Now, as we said earlier, it can't be focused upon, Lord, just bless what I want to do.
我已经前面说过，我们不能祷告成为好像只是要神祝福我们所做的。
It needs to be focused upon what the Lord desires.
而需要说来注意到神所愿意的。
We pray for His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们祷告是说他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And we should pray about everything.
我们需要凡事都祷告。
Prayer is really recognizing and surrendering all things to the Lord.
所以祷告其实就把所有的这一切都仰望交给主。
Remember, he's the pilot, the co-pilot, and the navigator.
记住，他是那个主驾驶、副驾驶，也是那个导航员。
And we want the Lord to take us to His destination along His flight path.
所以我们愿意主把他们通过他的路径带我们到他的。终点。
Additionally, our prayer needs to be more than just related to myself, my family.
而且我们的祷告不能仅仅只是为着我自己或者我们家。
We need to learn to pray for the family of God.
我们需要学习怎么样为神的家来祷告。
We need to be praying about the world and the circumstances that impact us.
但我们也需要为着这个世界来祷告，让他们对我们有影响。
To be godly, we are concerned with what the Lord is concerned about.
所以要成为一个敬虔的人，我们就需要来思虑神所关心的这些事。
And we know the Lord is very much concerned, very much conscious about the body of Christ.
所以我们知道神很关心这个基督的身体。
We heard last week about the critical importance of our prayers being linked to the purpose of the Lord.
我们上个星期听到这个就是说祷告是为着神的旨意。
And prayer should begin every morning, even before we get out of bed when we first wake up.
所以我们应该每天早晨祷告，甚至在我们起床之前。
We should pray before we open the Word and start searching the Scriptures.
我们在我们打开圣经来查考的时候，查考之前我们就应该祷告。
We cannot know the Lord's will without prayer and having that dialogue with Him.
没有祷告和与他的交通，我们就不知道神的心意。
And He has designed it this way.
因为这是他所命定的。
The Lord often waits and He doesn't move until He hears the prayers of His people.
很多的时候，只有在神听到 满足他心意的祷告时候，他才做工。
The other thing about prayer is that the word gives us a great promise.
那另外，这个祷告是神给我们的这个应许。
When we pray, we know He answers.
因为我们知道，当我们祷告的时候，他就垂听。
Our brother John reminded us in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, that this is the confidence we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the request we have asked from Him.
约翰在约翰一书五章十四十五节里面提醒我们说，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们他向他所存坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
Now sometimes we may ask and we're not sure of what His will is.
那很多时候我们说，好像我们不知道他的心意如何。
But when we ask not according to His will, the Lord is very gracious to give us.The answer no.
所以当我们的祷告没有在他心意里面的时候，神也很有恩典，他就给我们一个回答是说不。
Or to redirect us to show us what His will is.
然后就给我们指明他的旨意是在哪里。
Prayer should really be like breathing for us.
所以很多的时候祷告其实就应该成为我们的呼吸。
It is the breath for our spiritual life.
这是我们生命的粮。
It's amazing to think about how approachable the Lord is.
很多的时候，我们看到神是可接近的。
How personal He is with each one of us.
他向着我们，也跟我们有一个每个人有一个个人的关系。
And yet He is the Almighty, All-powerful God.
但是他也是那大能、全分全足的神。
And so, not to pray is even a denial of His existence.
所以很多的时候，如果我们不祷告，我们就否认了他的存在。
It's a denial of His purpose for mankind.
也否认了他向着人的旨意。
It's even a denial of His very nature.
也否认了他的神性。
Powerful prayer is active, continuous surrender to the Lord.
那我们不住的祷告，就是不住的来向主祈求。
Of every circumstance.Every aspect of our life.
在我们生命当中的每一件事上面。
Prayer is the proof that we recognize Him as Lord.
祷告也证明说我们认他为主。
And this is why God loves prayer and He's put all His omnipotence into us praying and Him moving.
那神，这就是祷告为什么如此重要，因为神借着我们的祷告来祷告向着他的心意。
How sad it is to think that we have the keys to unlock the dungeon and yet we don't use them.
很多的时候是这样的悲哀，我们知道我们有那打开地牢的那个钥匙，我们却不用它。
We are far more occupied often in our daily activities, our work,than in prayer and communicating with the Lord.
我们很多的时候被我们这个世上的事物所缠累，甚至都没有时间祷告。
But frequent, continuous prayer is necessary to live a godly life.
所以不住的祷告是我们过一个敬虔生活的前提。
We would never think of only taking a few breaths a day.
我们很多的时候，我们不会想我们每天只呼吸几次。
Breathing becomes natural to us.
因为呼吸是我们天然的本性。
Prayer needs to become spiritually natural to us.
那祷告也因为成为我们灵里面的一个本性。
And then we need to trust in His answer.
我们也需要来信靠他的回答。
We may pray for something very specific, and then as I said, the Lord may say no.
我们也许有的时候祷告是一件很具体的事，那我们的主也许说不。
But do we recognize that answer is out of love, is out of protection?
那我们是不是意识到他的回答其实也是爱，因着爱我们，因着保护我们。
Because the Lord has a much better plan.
因为主有一个更好的计划。
One that brings us into His glory and brings us into an aspect of His eternal purpose today.
带我们进入他的荣耀，也进入他永远的旨意。
Now there is much we still may not understand as we go through this life here on earth.
今生我们也许有很多事情还不明白。
Such as when we pray for somebody that's seriously ill to be healed.
那尤其是在我们为着一个得重病的弟兄姊妹祷告的时候。
But we do know when we earnestly pray and give it to the Lord.
当时当我们知道我们恒心祷告的时候，把这件事交托给主的时候。
Then we can trust His answer. We can trust the direction that He provides.
我们可以信靠他的回答，信靠他给我们的一个方向。
And when we are asking amiss, He will lovingly correct us and guide us.
所以当我们问的时候，当我们求的时候，他就给我们一个方向。
And we know that one day we will have understanding and we will see clearly in the light of His presence.
那在有一天我们就会清楚地看到，在他生命的光中我们就会看到。
When we can separate ourselves from measuring the outcome of a prayer from an earthly level,
当我们不再用这个地上的标准来看这个祷告的结果的时候，
and allow the Lord to show us a vision of His purpose.
那神的爱就让我们看到从他的角度来看到。
Then we have confidence in committing all things to our Lord Jesus.
那我们就有这样一个信心，凡事都来把它交给神。
Do we trust the Lord that He has a perfect plan for our life?
但我们承认主向着我们的生命有一个完全的计划吗？
And He has a perfect plan.For our brothers and sisters in the assembly.
他有一个完美的计划为着我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
And do we understand that the plan for my life has an impact on the body of Christ?
也知道神在我身上的计划向着神向着主的一个身体有这样的一个影响。
If we think about what hinders us from living godly lives, we need to think about this aspect of prayer.
所以当我们思想什么东西阻拦我们过这样一个金钱生活的时候，我们就需要思想祷告。
To reflect on how much we pray.
来想我们祷告多少。
Individual prayer, praying with another brother and sister.
是我们个人祷告和弟兄姊妹一起的祷告。
Corporate prayer with the body of Christ.
在基督身体里面团体的祷告。
We need to pray that the Lord would burden us about this aspect of prayer.
所以求主给我们这样一个负担来祷告。
Which means we need to pray about praying.
我们需要为着祷告这件事来祷告。
And pray that the Lord would reveal to us everything that hinders us.
求主向我们显明所有这些阻拦我们的事。
That which hinders us from entering into the fullness today that He has for us.
在今天阻拦我们进入他完全丰满的这些事。
To reveal to us where the world may have falsely deceived us on what is sin.
让我们向他们显明这个世界也许欺骗我们，让我们看不到这些罪。
To reveal where we are ungodly that we may repent and return.
让我们看到我们里面不敬虔的实际，所以我们可以悔改。
And to see this grace that He has given us.
也看到他向着我们的恩典。
This grace to deny ungodliness and to live godly.
让我们能够除去不敬虔的心，过一个敬虔的生活。
Paul wrote these words to Titus when he sent him to the island of Crete.
所以当保罗送提多去
Paul sent Titus specifically to the island of Crete to set the church in order.
所以保罗送提多去格里底的那个岛的时候，
And Titus was a young brother.
那提多当时是一个年轻的弟兄。
Much like Timothy, Paul called Timothy and Titus his children in the faith.
就像提摩太一样，保罗把提多和提摩太称为他灵里面的儿子。
Now this task Titus was sent to do was very monumental, matter of fact, impossible.
所以我们看到提多这个责任好像看起来是不可能的。
He was going to set the church in Crete in order.
他要来更正那些格里底的教会。
And the Bible tells us that the Cretans were always liars, evil beasts, and lazy gluttons.
那个圣经里面告诉我们说这些格里底人常说谎言乃是恶兽又懒又馋又懒。
They were paying attention to miss... and commandments of men who turn them away from the truth.
他们听犹太人谎谬的言语和离弃真道的诫命。
It said they profess to know God, but by their deeds they denied him.
他们说是认识神，行事却和他相悖。
But the Lord graciously sent his messengers.
但是神因着他的恩典送了差了他的信使。
To encourage them, to remind them that the Lord's grace was available today.
所以来提醒他们说神的恩典是今天就有的。
Available to help them deny ungodliness and to live sensibly, righteously.
让他们能够除去不敬虔的心，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
And we thank the Lord that Titus was fully persuaded that the Lord could do the impossible.
我们感谢主，提多他满心相信神可以完成这一切。
Titus 2:14 reminds us that it was Christ Jesus who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself a people of his own possession.
提多书二章四节里面提醒我们说他为我们舍了自己要救要赎我们脱离一切罪恶又洁净我们特作自己子民热心为善。
The Lord wants to send us forth today.
今天神也要差遣这样差遣我们。
Into this world where they can see his church set in order.
所以让我们进入这个世界，让这个世界可以看见他的教会。
To live sensibly, righteously, and godly.
在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
And to do that in this present age today.
在今世。
So may we be a repentant people.
让我们成为这个悔改的人。
Searching the scriptures daily.
让我们每天能够考察圣经。
And praying without ceasing until the appearing of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们能够不住的祷告，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Let's pray.
让我们有祷告。
Lord, we are so grateful.
主，我们是何等的感谢你。
That you have given us a new life.
你给了我们这样一个新的生命。
That you have put your Holy Spirit within us.
你把你的圣灵给了我们。
The very power to deny ungodliness and all the worldly lusts.
让我们能够除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲。
The very power to live a godly life.
让我们能够有这样的能力敬虔度日。
To live a life that brings you glory and honor and praise.
来过这样一个生命生活，来把荣耀归给你。
Lord, we ask by your mercy that you would open our eyes.
主，求你按着你的怜悯来开我们的眼。
To see where we are ungodly.
来看见我们里面不敬虔的时机。
Whether it's in sin or whether it's simply, Lord, doing things out of our own strength, our own energy.
不管是在罪还是靠着我们自己的肉体能力。
We want to be those that repent and return unto you.
我们愿意成为那些悔改转向你的人。
Recognizing you as Lord and Master.
再一次来说你是我们的主。
And then declaring to this world the glory, the grace, and the majesty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
来向这个世界宣告我们的主耶稣基督的大能和荣耀。
We do just put ourselves into your gracious hands.
求你把我们放到求你让我们仰望在你的恩典的手里面。
In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.